still wonder why each season changes you.
KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. It's always a great pleasure to be here with you. And each month, around the third or fourth Thursday in the month, Caroline Phipps joins us. She is the founder of Living with Inner Elegance. She's a holistic health counselor, our friend, returning monthly guest for years and years. We have built up this incredible archive of, helpful information. And it's all on Caroline's website, carolinephipps.com. Good morning, Caroline. How are you?
Well, good morning, Rick. I'm great. And I was going to talk about overwhelm and feelings of overwhelm, because I tend to every month discuss the topic that, you know, I'm either dealing with or I sort of notice lots of other people are dealing with. And I was just beginning to get my sense of overwhelm under control when you introduced me in that way, which has now overwhelmed me again.
Because you have to live up to all that? What do you mean?
It's overwhelming.
I don't know. It's that's subjective, because that's what you do and who you are.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I just, you know, it when you actually hear it, it's wonderful. Anyway, thank you.
It's very easy to be overwhelmed, especially these days. And there's a lot going on that can be overwhelming. A lot.
Well, I was, I found myself a little while ago driving around. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the colors were here in the Berkshires were just beginning to pop. And you sort of really get a sense of the yellow and the orange and the red. And it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And then, instead of really enjoying that, I was driving along and looking at endless political signs posted among the chrysanthemums and the pumpkins, and there they all were. And I found myself in a situation where I was just thinking about all of that, what it means. How many posters are like this? How many are like that? Some of these signs are huge.
Yeah.
And I wasn't thinking about, you know, wonderful things like pumpkins and colors and apples and all of this. You know, we love the fall here, right? It's spectacular. And I thought, wow. And it was just this sort of sense of overwhelm. And it made me wonder a little bit why we are so susceptible to overwhelm at times like these, particularly. And overwhelm can happen, you know, at a number of different moments in our life when something major occurs, which is on top of our normal busy lives, you know, like the poor folk caught in the hurricane situations with their towns and their homes and the flooding. Oh, just awful. I mean, just utter overwhelm. You know, this sense of one's normal life, one's security, safety, things like that can create this feeling of overwhelm. You know, major events in life can do that. You know, a death of a loved one and a very, you know, a catastrophic illness of some kind. You know, one of these sort of major events that can happen. And I was thinking, what is it about overwhelm that is different to feeling stressed out? Because, you know, we run in a very stressful world because there's so much to do and we're all so busy all the time. And feeling stressed tends to make us react and act, you know, in a way. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but if I'm very stressed, I can, you know, just be irritable or get annoyed about something or angry or, you know, and we can all get passive aggressive and a bit silly in that way, or maybe stomp about and stop talking, you know, that's always a good one.
Yeah.
You know, but it's really interesting with stress because it tends to make us actually act and do something. But overwhelm is a bit different because it's like a step beyond being stressed out.
Mm.
It's sort of like being submerged in all of these sort of mental machinations where we're thinking and going over the past and we're, you know, catastrophizing about what's going to happen in the future and the consequences of things. And we're in this, we're almost like consumed by it. It's almost like being submerged in all of this.
Yeah.
And what it tends to produce is this we're so overwhelmed that we kind of freeze.
Mm.
And then that paralysis that we have, we're sort of frozen in place, then means that it adds to the overwhelm because we're not able to do very much, and we've got lots of things we need to do and we're not doing them. And the to-do list and everyday life adds another layer to the overwhelm, because then on top of everything else, we're behind.
Mm.
And it's a really unpleasant place to be. And I don't know about you, Rick, but I think with particularly this time of the year in the lead up to a presidential election, they say that people tend to vote with their hearts and not their heads.
Hmm.
So there is so much emotion. And I think that the political players, they use the emotional side, the heart-centered side, to appeal all the time. Hmm. And all the time one wonders, what's going to happen next, and how's the drama going to unfold?
Mm.
And, you know, here in America, we have this thing called the October surprise, which, you know, leading up to the election, anything might happen, and it could change everything in a heartbeat, and on it goes.
Yeah, well, I have to say, Caroline, that what I look forward to right before the election season, as you mentioned, is the October surprise that is natural, like the leaves losing their chlorophyll and turning to their original colors, the reds, the browns, the yellows, the autumn tones that we love. And myself, I don't get overwhelmed in the political season. Kind of like the leaves changing on the trees, I look to the corners where all those signs pop up. And to me, I kind of appreciate it as another fall blooming of a bouquet. Like, they're all colorful signs. They all look fine for a moment or two. You could see your candidate as you drive by or who's opposing them. And you get a kind of idea of who to vote for. And you look at all the colors of the different signs. No two are the same, and they're unique in their own way, and they add color to the corner. And just like the leaves on the tree, they lose or they win, and then they all fall, and they're gone. They disappear just like the leaves. So it's only a brief moment in time. It's an important one, and I encourage everyone to vote. But it'll be gone before you know it. And the drama and everything else will secede after a little while. So right now we're in the height of it, but appreciate the beauty of the colors of the leaves and all the colors of the political signs. And, well, don't let it get you down.
Well, I think you've absolutely nailed the way to handle this kind of sense, because what causes us human beings so much distress and anguish is our, you know, resistance to what is.
Mm.
So the idea that one flips it around to accept the way it is, because if we're in resistance to what is mm-hmm. all the time, we as the little dots of sand that we all are, we are then in resistance to everything that's happening in our world.
Absolutely. So you can be overwhelmed because everything is overwhelming, but you have to prioritize what is really detrimental to your well-being.
Yeah, you absolutely do, and save your precious energy for doing all you can, you know, for celebrating what is good in your life, for caring for the people around you,
yep,
and contributing to the greater good. And I had a situation the other day where I was invited to a friend's orchard to pick apples. Mm. I think it was last Saturday when, you know, the weather was just unbelievable.
Yeah, beautiful.
And he has this incredible orchard. And there were a group of us picking apples. And one gentleman came up to me and he said, and I thought this was really funny because we'd sort of all gone apple picking to submerge ourselves in nature and to, as you say, celebrate everything that's good about the season. And he said, I am so overwhelmed in here by how beautiful the apples are and the pears. I mean, the trees were so laden with fruit. He was like, where do I begin with all these apples? It was absolutely priceless. And I thought, here we are, you know, in this one of the most beautiful spots I've ever been in. It was like the Garden of Eden.
Mm.
And this man, you know, has his bags and he's, you know, how many apples can I pick?
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing to me. First thing, if I was that guy, I would have just saw the first tree that had the apples looking good and sampled one immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this tree exactly. is good. Let's get five of these.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was really amazing. Well, it also brings us to the other side of overwhelm, because I realize, too, that beautiful events in life can also be overwhelming.
That's true.
And, you know, you as a father, you'll understand this as well as anybody, but, you know, the birth of a child.
Mm-hmm.
Right, can be an absolutely overwhelming experience. The beauty and the extraordinary nature of life, you yeah. know, like that is you know, overwhelming, I'm sure.
Well, as a papa, my first child came out of the canal. It was fascinating, unbelievable. I watched this form of cells start to cry, and I mean, I was overwhelmed just by that. There was so much going on, and where the baby comes from in general, you know, we all know the biology of birth, but it's quite amazing seeing a human come out of that area, and then within a minute they wash it off, clean it up, blah, blah, blah. And then here's your new baby, Mr. Schneider. And it's in your hands. And it's like, whoa, this thing doesn't yeah. weigh that much. Yep, yep, yep. Well, here's your first job. This is a diaper. And within a minute, I was cleaning butt. So that is, it's overwhelming and amazing all at the same time. I don't know what adjective would describe that other than holy cow, you know. But all of a sudden you're thrust into your responsibility and your role without hesitation. and you take it on. But that is overwhelming, but you deal with it at that moment. Like, again, you can be overwhelmed by all the signs on the corner, but, oh, what a pretty bouquet. And look, there's a sun on that one. And, oh, the letters are really small on this one. That's how I look at it. They could say anything. I like the ones when I see that bouquet and randomly in the middle of it will be a hand-painted sign that just says, love. Nothing else. But those are the people that know that this is a beautiful experience that'll only last maybe 2 weeks and then they're gone. So why not put something real nice in there? Or I've seen other ones in the middle of this bouquet that just say, smile. Simple words just to calm you down in the midst of your own overwhelmingness. But just remember, it's all going to change. And that's what it's all about, is change.
Yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it, this time of the year, because it's so much about change. Mm-hmm. You literally see it unfolding every day as it changes. And when we're able to go with the flow, and also I think what happens here in this beautiful part of the world at least, and I know, you know, many other areas, is that you get this very strong sense of the cycle of nature and how extraordinary and mysterious and wonderful life is.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and I know, too, that, you know, both sides of it can be overwhelming because we human beings are in this, you know, incredible universe, and much of it is mysterious to us, and much of it is wonderful and magical. So if anybody out there is feeling overwhelmed by all of it at the moment, I would suggest that we follow your lead with all of this, Rick.
Mine?
Because one of your major responsibilities when we all wake up in the morning is to make sure that we are overwhelmed, but in a good way.
To be overwhelmed by a flurry of notes from a piano or a guitar or a saxophone always makes my day.
Well, you know, music can be completely overwhelming.
Absolutely.
I mean, that can have you in tears in a heartbeat, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep, yep. Or like banging your head to a orchestral movement that is absolutely powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is just as strong as heavy metal at times. And I think they're both derivative of each other. Classically amazing soloists.
Yeah.
Well,
amazing.
Caroline, I know that we could probably talk forever. Caroline Phipps, our guest. And, well, we'll have to keep people wanting more. And how can folks get in touch with you if they have questions or if they are being overwhelmed by everything? How can they ask for some help?
Well, first of all, go to, as you mentioned earlier, my wonderful new website, carolinephipps.com. Lots of information there, podcasts, videos, articles that can be helpful. Mm. And send me an email, caroline@carolinephipps.com. I connect with one of the folks who reaches out to me every month to do a free coaching session if somebody would like that. And I love hearing from people, so keep it coming.
Well, I appreciate, I'm not overwhelmed, I appreciate your care for others and how much you provide help and care for people's well-being. And that's important in this world. And you go out of your way and offer free consultations and try to help people in their overwhelmed state of mind. So be underwhelmed and enjoy life. And thanks, Caroline.
Thank you so much, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. We look forward to next month. Caroline at carolinephipps.com. Check out the website. It's very informative, and you may learn a thing or two. I always do every time I check out her website. Caroline, all the best to you, and we'll check in next month.
Thank you so much, Rick.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.
The science behind the smile. That's the focus at the Uptown Kingston Dental Office of Drs. Jeffrey and Maureen.